out in the country past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to Buster's Boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway, struck out in the woods to do the Buster's Boogie. Yeah,
here we go, do-si-do.
Come on, baby, let's go, Buster. Oh, Cadillac, blackjack, baby, meet me out back, we're gonna boogie. Oh, get down, turn around, go to town, Buster. What'll it be? I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me. The dance floor's hopping and it's hotter than the 4th of July. I see outlaws and laws, crooks and straights, all out making it shake, doing the boot scoot boogie.
Country 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. It's going to be a rough start for financial markets because of an AI tech sell-off. ABC's Mike Dubusky says that's because tech companies like NVIDIA could be threatened by a Chinese breakthrough.
Last week, the Chinese firm DeepSeek released a new AI model called R1. It reportedly does better in testing than popular models from companies like OpenAI. That, plus a cheaper open-source model the company released in December, has prompted fears that American AI can't keep up with China on performance or price.
President Trump will address House Republicans at their retreat in Florida. His administration's ramped up immigration raids around the U.S., but is also facing scrutiny after the president fired at least 17 inspectors general and did not give the 30-day notice required by law. Rain in Southern California is reducing the fire risk, but increasing worries about mudslides, and a ceremony at Auschwitz today marking 80 years since liberation. This is ABC News. Investigators trying to figure out why a passenger plane crashed last month in South Korea now say the last 4 minutes of data from the plane's two black boxes are missing. They also found duck remains in the plane's engines. 179 people were killed in the crash. Two survived. The head of Threads says ads are coming. The rival to X is planning to test running ads in feeds for a limited number of users. Two teams this morning are super.
Zeros on the clock. The Flares fly skyward. And the Eagles not just beat, but annihilate the Washington Commanders 55-23.
On WIP, as Philadelphia earned a spot in the Super Bowl, then it was the AFC Championship. And a familiar sound in the Power and Light District in Kansas City. The Chiefs beat the Bills. Kansas City will go for a third title in a row, February 9th in New Orleans. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in app by 2/18.
If you love designer brands and you love clearance, then you're going to love this. Macy's is having a huge designer clearance event right now with incredible new designer markdowns on cold weather styles from BCBG, Hugo Boss, Michael Kors, and more. How big are the markdowns? How about Coach boots for $200 or less? So if you're looking for the things you love all in one place, come in and shop the designer clearance event at Macy's today. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Ruling on Act 10 remains paused. Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost ruled in December that parts of the law are unconstitutional and unenforceable. Thursday, Frost granted the legislature's motion for a stay pending an appeal. The case will likely come before the state Supreme Court. The Madison School District reaffirms its commitment to a 2017 resolution which prohibits immigration enforcement officers from entering schools and talking with students. The Wisconsin State Journal reports Madison Metropolitan School District Board President Nichelle Nichols says the district stands by the decree. And Wisconsin home sales rose nearly 5% last year, but there continues to be an affordability problem. The Wisconsin Realtors Association reports prices increased nearly 9%, with a median price of $310,000 last year, but much higher than that in both the Milwaukee and Madison areas. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
If you recently lost health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Marcus when he lost his job. And Keisha when she turned 26.
Happy birthday!
And lost her parents' insurance. And Elena when she went off Medicaid. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Never-Clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening clouds, couple of flurries or maybe a sprinkle this afternoon, and highs in the upper 30s. Partly cloudy and a low in the low 20s tonight, and partly sunny, warmer and low 40s tomorrow, but breezy. Mild for the rest of the week, 30s and 40s for highs, dry and partly cloudy. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower. 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 22.
Thanks, Sean. And on the way, we're going to kick off our week-long spotlight with Burnside Dairy. And the Weisenbeck family, we're going to kick off part one here. Coming up next, first, here's Zach Brown and Sweet Annie. It's 9:08.
I've been burning bright for so long I can remember. Pretty girls and late-night bars seem to be my line of work. Leave me when I say I can't stay this high forever. This man's had all he can stand. Time to lay this body down. Sweet Anne, can I stay with you a while? 'Cause this road's been putting miles on my heart. Sweetheart, I've been living in a fantasy. But one day lightning will strike and my bark will lose its vibe. But don't give up on me, Sweet Annie. Sweet.
promised you life, but with an empty bed and the words I said don't carry any weight. If I could take back yesterday, find a way to start it over, I'd turn around, put that bottle down, and I'd pray it's not too late. Sweet Anne, can I stay with you a while? 'Cause this road's been putting miles on my heart. Sweetheart, I've been living in a fantasy, but one day lightning will strike and my bark will lose its bite. But don't give up on me. What will be, will be. Fast for you, all over and over again. Can I stay with you a while? 'Cause this road's been putting miles on my heart. Sweetheart, I've been living in a fantasy, but one day lightning will strike and my bark will lose its bite. But don't give up on me.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD. And I'm Brian Winnekins. And all this week, we are featuring Burnside Dairy, the Weisenbeck family that owns the Burnside Dairy this week. Thank you to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin for supporting our Dairy Farm Family Spotlights. And joining us today is Jason Weisenbeck. And we're going to talk with Jason a little bit about the history of the farm. Because when I pulled up, right on the sign, established 1919. Wow, Jason. So did the family move here from somewhere else, or were they always long-term residents of Pepin County?
Well,
our Buffalo County, I should say.
Yes. Well, first of all, welcome, Brian. Thanks for coming down. Our original families are all from Austria, but our great-grandpa helped establish this with our grandpa, with William E. And my grandpa was born just up the road at Chris and Terry Weisenbeck's farm at Homestead Farms. And this site was bought in 1919 by my grandpa and his dad. And that's how my grandpa got his start, was with this 40 acres.
So he started with just 40 acres.
Yes. And then from there, grandpa added on to it a little bit over the years. And to this day, we're continuing to add on a little bit.
So how big is the farm now?
Right now, if I ain't mistaken, we're around that 2,300 acres with about 1,600 milking cows and our young stock go along with them.
Now, when your great-grandfather started this back in 1919, 2, 10, 5 cows?
That I cannot say for sure. I know he was, my grandpa was big in the pigs,
oh, okay.
But I do know in 1959, he built the first hairy bone parlor in the area, and he built it for 36 cows, and it was a double six herringbone parlor, and we're currently still using that parlor today for our hospital cows.
Really? Wow, that's amazing. We're talking with Jason Weisenbeck this morning with Burnside Dairy, just outside of Ernie, and during our Dairy Farm Family Spotlight. So then, over the years, you have the one home farm where your grandfather came from, but have you all kind of all worked together then as both farms have grown?
Early in life, yes. But then as when my dad got old enough, it was pretty much just my dad and my uncle then, and with grandpa farming here for many years. And then in 1995, my uncle decided to leave, and there was just my mom and dad here with the original site. And at that time we had about 750 acres and 56 cows. So since then, it's been a slow trajectory upward with lots of hard work and daily dedication, that's for sure.
So what was it like for a very young Jason growing up on the farm?
Always had an interest in it. I always had an interest to be a veterinarian. And when I graduated high school, I intended to go to be a vet. And that would have been, I graduated in 1994, and I went to River Falls. And wasn't long into my college career, Dad asked me if I'd be interested in coming home to run the farm. And I said, I would love to do that, but we are definitely going to have to do it with more cows than what we have today. And from that point on, then we've been slowly adding cows. My brothers have joined the dairy. And now we're into the next generation of our kids are starting to show a little bit of interest of wanting to run the dairy. So it's definitely something that we're trying to work at every day to be good at. But then as well, we want the next generation to be involved as well.
So early on, you mentioned that your family had pigs. Now, was it, when do you know when the pigs kind of left the farm?
I remember having a pig barn like that was like 5 years old. And I think that was about the last, and that would have been 1980. I believe that building was torn down to put our machine shed up. And ever since then, there's never been another pig here. It's all been cattle since then.
Talking with Jason Weisenbeck, again, the Weisenbeck family entering own Burnside Dairy, just outside of Ernie, as they are our dairy farm family spotlight with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. And, you know, as the farm grew, and, you know, not only land and acreage, I'm sure that a lot of the equipment here changed pretty rapidly as well as things started to get bigger here at the farm.
Oh, yes. When I grew up, our biggest tractor was like a 160 horsepower John Deere. And now, you know, we have the big articulated tractors, the big choppers and everything, just because of the magnitude of what we have to get done in a short amount of time.
And here at the farm as well, you have, it's not just yourself and your two brothers, you have employees that have to help out.
Yes, we have additional 16 employees beyond Paul, Billy, and I. So we are definitely busy, but we couldn't do it without our entire team. We have a great team of individuals, and if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be able to be doing what we're doing today.
You may not know the answer to this, but what do you think your great-grandfather would, if he could show up to take a look around at the farm, what do you think he'd be saying?
Well, Grandpa, I believe, passed away in 2005, I think it was. I'm not sure about that. But he thought we were crazy doing what we were doing just at that time, because we just built this, where we're sitting here today, we built in the year 2000. And he didn't understand the scope of it, really. And we were only milking about 350 cows at that time. And he just kind of shook his head and never thought that we would have to have a building as large as what it is just to milk cows. And another thing that he always shook his head at is having a chopper that could chop six rolls of corn. He was astonished when we got the first six roll chopper. So yes, I think if we could talk to Grandpa today, he would just be astonished as to what we can get done in the short amount of time that we're getting it done in.
I know that I helped out with my great uncle on his dairy farm just east of Green Bay when I was growing up as a kid. And I think for him, he would be like, there's no way you're going to get more than 80 bushels an acre of corn. That will never happen. And now it's like, if you have 80 bushels of corn, it's like, what went wrong?
Yes. Yeah, Grandpa, I never forget when we first got our first six-year-old chopper, I was giving Grandpa a ride as we're going along the chopper out in the field with the pickup. And he just shook his head as to how fast we could fill a truck then with just a six-year-old chopper. Now all the choppers are 12-roll. And the speed and the amount that we have to get done in such a short period of time, I'm sure he's just like, them young guys are absolutely nuts what they're doing every day.
We were with Jason Weisenbeck with Burnside Dairy. They're our farm family, dairy farm family spotlight this week with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. Now, coming up tomorrow, we're going to talk with Paul. He does a lot of work with the cows, and we're going to talk a little bit with Paul about that here coming up as well. And thank you again to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin for supporting our dairy farm family spotlight here in January. You're listening to WRDN.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with a sausage breakfast burrito,
buddy it up with a honey buddy,
or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
At Boot Barn, we know you need a reliable work boot. A boot that has withstood the test of time. When you feed, build, and fuel the nation, you can't take chances. Because you wake before the sun rises and end the day after it sets. Dating back to 1892, Thorogood takes pride in building high-quality work boots designed for hard-working people. Because reliability comes first. Thorogood at Boot Barn Work.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Bonnie and Clyde, road 95, burning down 129, yeah. Looking for the law while I push my luck. She loves shotgun like it ain't no thing. Turn the radio off so the girl can sing right. Pull them to the party like y'all was some. Tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town. Get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Oh, kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like girl herself. It's not as bottoms up. Give them up. Tonight is bottoms up. Get them up. Damn. Girl, I gotta tip my hat. Never thought a country song make you move like that, yeah. And she's doing any daisy dudes, girl. She got you tapping on your boy's show. Hey, dog, check this out. Man, it's how them girls do it in the dirty south, yeah. She have you on the knee, can I marry you? And tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down, rock this quiet little country town to get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. Make you wanna slide on in like, girl, what's up? Yeah, tonight is bottoms up. Get a boat. Tonight is bottoms up.
times. Oh, y'all get your drinks up high. Everybody feeling alright. Damn right. Cause tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down. Rock this quiet little country town and get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Kick it on back. Pretty little mama looking at you like that. I'll make you wanna slide on in like a whistle. Tonight is bottoms up. Throw it on down. Rock this quiet little country town. Get up. Drop a tailgate on your truck. Find a keg and fill your cup. Kick it on back. Looking at you like that, make you wanna slide on in like a what's up. Yeah, tonight is bottoms up. Give them up. Tonight is bottoms up. Give them up.
It worked that way. You never would listen. And now that I'm leaving, you're not believing a word I say. Oh, if you think I won't go, watch me. Oh, watch me prove you wrong today.
Event you'd like to mention, email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
We could try the coast of Carolina. Catch the Outer Banks sunrise every day of our lives. Find a little spot in Arizona.
Decorate the kitchen with a Tex-Mex vibe. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, any way you wanna roll, I love. But I got another idea, we could kick it right here. Ain't even gotta load that truck, we can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down that road. From the Church of Christ where you got baptized, we could raise a couple kids up. Up, let's take it back to the field we had our first day. Find a star we ain't wished on yet. Girl, we just won't find our name spray painted under any other Main Street bridge. If we hit that road in a Winnebago, imagine all the things we'd miss. We can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down Church of Christ, we got baptized. We can raise a couple kids up good in the same red dirt, little neck of the woods. Yeah, girl, I'm down to go anywhere you wanna go. But if you wanna stay, I was thinking we could make this hometown home. We could make this hometown home. From the Sunshine State to the Golden Gate, anywhere you wanna roll out of. But I got another idea, we could kick it right here. Ain't even gotta load that truck, we can make this hometown home. Keep our roots where they've always grown. Find a fixer up or down that.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Low Cash, Hometown Home, 9:33. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder that the Watermark Mission will be holding a pancake, French toast, and sausage breakfast to benefit natural disaster survivors. It's an all-you-can-eat breakfast. Takeouts are available. This will be held February 8th from 7:30 to 11:30. That will be held at the St. Henry Catholic Church in O'Galley. Let's run down today in history. For this January 27th, 1870, Kappa Alpha Theta becomes the woman, the first woman's Greek letter sorority. Okay, it was founded at Indiana's Ashbury University. 1880, Thomas Alva Edison received a patent for the electric incandescent lamp. Let there be light. 1888, the National Geographic Society was founded in Washington, D.C. 1945, Russian troops liberate the Auschwitz concentration camp, where the Nazis had murdered more than a million men, women, and children. 1967, astronauts Virgil Gus Grissom, Roger Chaffee, and Edward White were killed in a fire aboard Apollo 1. And it was because of what happened with that and their sacrifice that actually led to a successful landing of men on the moon, because it was at that instant that everybody, the engineers and all that at NASA, were like, ooh, you know what? There's something we did incredibly wrong, and they never thought of it. And that was the Apollo 1 capsule, and all of them before had pure oxygen put in. That's very, very flammable. So they had to mix nitrogen in with it so that it would, just like we have right now, what you're breathing. You're breathing a combination of oxygen and nitrogen. So That was a defect they didn't even, that no one ever really thought of that. 1973, the Vietnam Peace Accords were signed in Paris. The signing brought an end to U.S. military involvement in Vietnam. In 1993, wrestler Andrei Razumov passed away at the age of 46. He was known as Andrei the Giant. He was 7'4" tall. In 2004, television talk show pioneer and host Jack Parr passed away at the age of 85. He was host of the NBC's Tonight Show from 1957 to 1962. He helped develop and refine the art of the late night talk show, paving the way for successors like Johnny Carson. 2018, Steve Wynn resigned as the financial chair of the Republican National Committee. In 2019, a tornado in Havana, Cuba killed 3 and injured 150. And that's what happened on this date in history. Coming up, we'll have a check of our opening markets. They just opened up a little bit ago for the regular trading day. Market update being brought to you in part by Elsevia Co-op and Security Financial Bank.
Attention all egg producers. It's the 2025 Chippewa Valley Egg Conference Thursday, February 20th from 9 to 3:30 at Florian Gardens, Eau Claire. This full-day event presented by Security Financial Bank features a keynote address by egg strategist Doug Johnson, breakout sessions on tax planning, dairy market updates, and more, plus a panel discussion on modern egg challenges and opportunities. Registration is $30 and includes lunch. Register by February 13th. Visit sfbank.com for registration information. SFB, member FDIC. I see. Milk markets are higher with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, February milk up 13 to 1943, March up 17 to 1919, April up 10 to 1913, May up 8 at 1921. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, higher once again. Hogs also following suit, moving mostly higher. The strong cash markets in the cattle markets last week, also a supportive cattle on feed report, all helping to move live cattle and feeder cattle higher. Hog markets are also moving mostly higher as well, as the trade is expecting some increasing demand. February live cattle up $1.30 to $2.0607. January feeder cattle up $1 to $2.7970. February hogs up 22 cents to $82.52. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat are all moving mostly higher. Improving weather in Argentina combined with concerns over the U.S. imposing tariffs have grain prices lower to start the week. Now, Colombia had turned away 2 U.S. planes with undocumented immigrants that the U.S. was returning to Colombia. The U.S. then slapped a 25% tariff on all imported goods from Colombia and threatened the tariffs would go to 50% in a week if the planes weren't allowed to land. There's word that the Colombian president is reconsidering, but the trade's still not sure all of the details on that. New crop corn down 5 3/4 to 4.55 1/4. New crop beans down 9 to 10.39 3/4. March wheat down 10 3/4.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a walk-up with central air and a skylight, and you found it. Now, every Friday night, you get to fall asleep to the sound of your downstairs neighbor's dance parties. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening clouds, couple of flurries, or maybe a sprinkle this afternoon, and highs in the upper 30s. Partly cloudy and a low in the low 20s tonight, and partly sunny, warmer, and low 40s tomorrow, but breezy. Mild for the rest of the week, 30s and 40s for highs, dry and partly cloudy. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. Right now, it's 22.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
blue. Your vision in white, and I've been waiting all night just to have one dance with you. Now all my dreams are coming true. I'm holding heaven in my arms tonight. Everything about you is so perfectly right. I've never been there, but I think I might be holding heaven in my arms tonight. I'm not sure where you came from, but I thank my lucky stars above that I got the chance to have a dance. But one dance just ain't enough. I think I'm falling in love.
My bed. baby girl, will you rock it out with me? I wanna crawl through the dark just to feel your heartbeat against me.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
She cut me loose and caught herself a somewhere wind. Haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin. Cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. She ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me. She's somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. Sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas.
I have always been a little shy. I've always been the quiet type till now. I never let my feelings show. I never let anybody know just how much I was so deep in love. But now that you're in my arms, I'm gonna stand on a rooftop, climb up a mountaintop, baby, scream and shout. I'm gonna sing it on the radio, show it on a video, baby, leave no doubt. The free in me, what you do to my heart just makes me melt. And I don't think I can resist, but I've never been one to kiss and tell. A love this true can't be subdued, so I'm going.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Rascal Flatts, Love You Out Loud, 951. I'm Brian Winnikins. Just a reminder, the Pepin County Heritage Center will be holding a local history show and tell on February 11th from 10:30 to noon at the Durand Community Room at Durand City Hall. The areas of discussion will focus on the Durand, Arkansas, and surrounding areas. You can bring a photo, artifact, or just yourself with questions. A representative from the Pepin County Heritage Center will be at the event to discuss and answer any questions. That's with the Pepin County Heritage Center on February 11th, starting at 10:30 at the community room at Durand City Hall. Oh, you know what that means. Time for another story from Files of Police Squad. Oh, silly people doing silly things and going to the big house. We go to the great state of California, where deputies from the Sheriff's Detention Investigations Unit in San Diego intercepted a suspicious piece of mail for an inmate at the George Bailey Detention Facility in San Diego. What, named after the character from It's a Wonderful Life? Investigators say Jacqueline Richardson tried to mail a package containing unspecified material believed to be soaked with narcotics. Officers served a search warrant and found narcotics, including M30 fentanyl pills and methamphetamine. Oh, guess what? Well, she's with her inmate friend at the big house and won't be sending mail anytime soon. Yeah. Those guys kind of get cranky at the big house when you send illicit materials to inmates.
At AdMed Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one field. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So let your hearts overflow. Let your spirits dare to hope. And let the sun shine through. May you always live in wonder, wondering at this life. And never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at adventhealth.com/human spirit.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Don't tell me the reason that you're calling. It's to see if I'm all right since you've been gone. 'Cause I know you and I know why we're talking. You're wanting me to say I'm barely hanging on. Well, maybe that was true for a night or two, but now I've got better things to do. I could watch my mow the yard just the same as I did yesterday.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Terry Clark, Better Things to Do. I'm Brian Winnikins, 9:58. If you missed part one of our spotlight of Burnside Dairy, that's now available on our video podcast at podbean.com. And a couple ways you can do it. You can download the Podbean app and do a search for WRDN and save it to your favorites. You can also watch it on the video archives page of our website at realcountry1430.com. So again, if you missed our interview, it's now available on the on our video podcast page. Happy National Bubble Wrap Day today. Yep, Mark Chavez and Alfred Fielding first sealed two shower curtains together in 1956 in the town of Hawthorne, New Jersey. This technique created a smattering of air bubbles. Now, the two engineers initially thought their creation would make great wallpaper. But sales for wallpaper never materialized, so they moved on to sell the product as greenhouse insulation initially. It was originally named Air Cap and produced by the Sealed Air Corporation. In 1961, the product evolved into bubble wrap as we know it today when it protected IBM's 1401 computer when that started shipping. Sealed Air Corporation trademarked bubble wrap and it's been filling shipping needs ever since. There you go. Pop some bubble wrap today on this National Bubble Wrap Day today. National and World News from ABC Radio News. It's coming up next on Real Country 1430 AM Stereo WRDN, Durand Mondovi Wabasha, and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. I'm Brian Winnikins. Make it a great Monday.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Wall Street, Washington, and Silicon Valley all reacting to a new Chinese artificial intelligence model. ABC's Mike Dubusky explains why.
DeepSeek's R1 model reportedly outperforms equivalent American models, and it does so by using just a fraction of the computer processors needed by companies like OpenAI and Meta. DeepSeek has raised questions among investors.